The Irish rock band U2 has a new album, its first in 4 years. It's called Pop, and much of it is influenced by the latest trends in techno and dance music. Rock critic Ken Tucker listened to Pop to figure out how it fits in with the more straightforward rock and roll the band usually plays.
Outside of America, they make more of a distinction than we do between the terms rock and pop. Rock is the hard stuff, while pop is still rock, but it's lighter, less concerned with the notions of sincerity and authenticity than rock is. So when U2, for more than a decade synonymous with a sincerity so elaborate it's been grandiose, decides to title its new album Pop and leads it off with a dance tune called Discotheque, they're signaling wildly to their constituency that something is up. What's up with U2 is that the band has decided to do two very risky things. First, the band hops on the techno bandwagon in order to goose its late 90s record sales. Then, feeling guilty, typically U2-ish, about selling out, they decide to act as if they're being ironic about the sellout and throw in some good music that points fingers at more fallible figures than themselves.
If Coke is a mystery, Michael Jackson, history. If beauty is truth, and surgery the fountain of youth, what am I to do? Have I got the gift to get me through the gates of that mansion?
I've never been able to get very attached to U2. I've always found them vainglorious whenever they're not just plain vain. But I like their last two albums, 1991's Achtung Baby and 1993's Zuropa, because they were full of raucous noise, burying the earnest lyrics and the bleat of their lead singer, Bono. By this standards, I like Pop just as much, if not more, because it offers a lot of noise. The band is still pumping up its material with gassy exhortations to God and Jesus, at one point writing a tune from the point of view of the Old Testament's David, who calls Christ on the carpet for giving mankind a hard time in a song called Wake Up Dead Man. I find this sort of irreligious religiosity really hard to bear. But I also have to admit that U2 can occasionally write a pretty song with this sort of stance, as in If God Will Send His Angels.
Nobody else here, baby. No one here to blame. No one to point the finger. It's just you and me and the rain. Nobody made you do it. No one put words in your mouth. Nobody here taking orders. When love took a train heading south, it's the blind leading the blind. It's the stuff, it's the stuff of country songs. If God will send his angels, and if God will send a sign, and if God will send his
Unlike R.E.M. and Pearl Jam, big-time rock acts whose recent recordings have bombed commercially, U2 is going to launch a big world tour this summer. It'll be interesting to see just how much pop music ends up in their act, or whether they'll continue preaching to the dwindling converted about how they still haven't found what they're looking for. Good luck, boys.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.